Here's a sampling of the 40-plus voices Rob voiced for The Giddy Knight.
Hear, hear,
Mark hollered.
For your listening enjoyment, we have a story told by Linen Hamlet's very own Paracelsus.
A danger lurked in the depths below the great white mountains. A dragon,
told Paracelsus.
Did the dragon have lots of eyes?
A burly man asked.
Then what are the lots of eyes for?
A lady asked.
Oi, there's a lad juggling fire out here.
There's a fly trying to escape from a tangle in your hair.
She is usually a few minutes early and ends the lesson at the time it is supposed to begin,
explained the fencing master.
When the princess saw the king, she faked a little sob.
Oh, father, I am so unwell. I am too ill to get out of bed.
Emiliana, Julia, Louisa, Beatrice, Stefania, Ambrosia, Penelope, Wilhelmina, Kristalina, Alexandra!
King Robert shouted.
The nerve of those three impersonating us like that!
Atropos thundered.
I think they did a fine job!
Clotho patted her hair.
Well, beast.
Belvin. My name is Belvin.
As you well know, it is not my place to meddle in the affairs of the three who hold the destinies of men and even gods in their hands, spoke Zeus.
The queen pointed furiously.
I suppose you had nothing to do with this, or that,
Archibaldina shouted.
On the day of the next public execution, you shall be separated from your heads.
You don't look too sturdy. Did your horse take one look at you and gallop away?
What's your name, lad?
The shorter guard asked.
Paracelsus.
Would you care to give me an astrological reading?
The taller guard said before falling onto his backside. Emiliana's eyes were particularly drawn to a strange pair of shoes.
I would like to try this pair,
Emiliana said.
I'll have some fashions for young men that might be more suitable,
he offered.
Oh, they are not for myself, but rather for my sister,
she said, lowering her voice from a soprano to an alto.
There you are, son,
father grinned.
Why aren't you at work at the palace?
Mother asked.
Why are you in this cage?
We were told that we're no good for the palace, so we're being taken to some island where we'll be ripped to pieces by horrible beasts.
Mosquito came forward with a small pile of clothes.
These are for you. Knew you'd need them after tonight. Bit of an odd fit. No one your size on the ship had anything to spare.
Fine bit of work, that was,
Tinsmithy said.
It ain't much, but it'll hold you till we do ourselves a bit of plundering.
Captain Diamond Eye was staring angrily at the beggar man.
Fie on thee, errant knave! Stand and fight, or I shall strike thee down in the blink of an eye.
The beggar looked shocked, but then shouted,
But thou shalt be too late, for I shall kill thee even before thou hast blinked.
M'toto m'dogo, that be you?
Asked an old, cracked voice.
Yes, ma,
he said.
You still hanging round with this bunch of no goods?
She scolded.
Where that nice little boy I brought you up to be? Why you leave your poor mum all alone?
You're not alone, ma. You got Quanini and Nima Choka. I has got important things to do.
She certainly is a strange one, that Atropos,
Poseidon mused.
A hero is doing his job perfectly, but she wants him done in all the same. So be it. The will of the fates is to be obeyed by all.
I am Prince of Weisbergenland. You and horrible son will go now.
She waved a finger menacingly at them all.
Cursed be you, spoiled rotten wench! The years I wasted at your beck and call! Prince and princess or not, you're both less than slaves!
The shopkeeper appeared wrapped in a pink sari.
Please try our puri. You are a frequent customer. What can we show you today?
Because absolutely everyone says their message is of the utmost importance and must be personally delivered by me.
Hermes rolled his eyes.
Sounds like you need a vacation,
Clotho said. It's lawfully, not awfully,
the magistrate grouched.
Lawfully wedded wife. Come now, lad. Say it properly before the century is over.
I am not defeated,
Heimlich growled.
This tactic will go into the books of military history as the Heimlich maneuver.
Try to place these fingers here and here,
and that finger there,"
the master storyteller instructed. Paracelsus tried and strummed a beautiful chord.
"I want to have adventures for as long as I live."
The giddy knight grinned.